The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The Confederate monument on the Caddo Parish Courthouse grounds in downtown Shreveport, Louisiana, has been in the news of late. KSLA-TV reports just yesterday the Caddo Parish Commission's Long-Range Planning Special Projects Committee voted 4-3 to remove the Confederate monument from the Caddo Parish Courthouse grounds. This news comes as a surprise given an earlier recommendation by a Citizens Advisory Committee that recommended to keep the monument in place but add two other monuments in the same area that commemorate Reconstruction and the civil rights movement. The full commission's next regular session is scheduled for Thursday. Louisiana officials walked through how they will respond if the state gets hit by a major hurricane. While parts of the Gulf Coast are recovering from Hurricane Harvey, and as Hurricane Irma is expected to reach Florida later this week, Governor John Bel Edwards called for the preparation exercise through the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. The exercise envisioned a Category 3 hurricane moving across Florida and impacting New Orleans and other South Louisiana parishes. As Hurricane Harvey inundated Texas last week, Lufkin's Thundering 13 Little League team brought home some much-needed good news. The team competed in the Little League World Series at South Williamsport, Pennsylvania recently, and as Red River Radio's Davis Land reports, they've returned home as national champions.
It felt like the whole city of Lufkin crowded into the George H. Henderson Jr. Expo Center last week to celebrate the return of the Thundering 13. There was hardly any parking there when I arrived. Inside the center, an enormous American flag hung from two fire department ladder trucks as the crowd, complete with a high school band and East Texas drill teams, welcomed the players home. Over the course of the two-hour celebration, speakers from the city, Lufkin schools, and State Representative Trent Ashby congratulated the players, awarding them certificates, custom baseball bats, and flags flown above the state capitol the same day the team secured the number one title. For both the players and their parents, and maybe the community at large, the team's accomplishment feels a bit unreal. One of those players, Clayton Wigley, says the team's accomplishment hasn't set in for him just yet.
Thought we had a good chance and never realized it was going to go this far.
Jeff Buchanan, a father of one of the players, put it this way.
You have a minute of reflection saying, what just happened? Did that really happen? And you're just, you know, it's kind of like a dream. I wake up sometimes and think, I can't believe that really happened.
The team won their title over the same weekend Hurricane Harvey ravaged parts of Texas. Tara Watson Watkins is the executive director of the Lufkin Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's largely responsible for making this event happen, but felt the program needed to change a bit once Hurricane Harvey hit.
We could not be gathered together with this many people at the Exposition Center and not do something for all of the victims from Harvey.
Donations from attendees filled two 18-wheelers headed for Beaumont and Houston. Shirts sold by the team raised thousands of dollars in relief funds.
It just makes me so proud to call Lufkin home. You know, our slogan is You'll Love Lufkin, and the generosity and the giving spirit is one more reason that we are very proud to say You'll Love Lufkin.
Love was a big theme of the night. Manager Bud Maddox said so himself in a speech to the players. For now, members of the Thundering 13 are headed back to school, eager to get out on the field again. For Red River Radio News, I'm Davis Land.
Weather outlook for today, expect a high temperature of 81 with a 30% chance of rain. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.